估唔到咧，個女同佢一樣咧，啊一緊張咧就講得好快，叭叭叭叭咁。
Our family tends to talk fast when we're nervous。
咁啊，大家都會見到噶啦嚇，有時我講嘢好快就因為可能我都係好緊張。
So if I tend to speed up, it's because I'm actually very nervous。
咁啊，個女問我緊唔緊張，咁我就諗下不如講個故仔嚟輕鬆下。
Sarah asked me if we're nervous, and actually we are. So let us start with a story.
咁啊，有一日咧，一個星期日咧，咁係一個又係一個浸禮嚟嘅。咁有個牧師咧就同一班人受浸啦嚇，咁啊浸禮咧就喺一個河邊舉行。
So once upon a time, there was a baptismal Sunday, very much like today. However, it's actually outdoors and it's by the riverside.
咁有個飲醉嘅人咧，就見到就走埋嚟，咁啊行一行啊，行咗過，竟然行咗過去個牧師隔離嗰度喺水嗰度。
And it so happened that a drunk guy was around the area, and he stumbled upon this riverside, and he actually walked beside the pastor.
就好似而家咁樣啦，咁咧就咁個牧師就問嗰個飲醉酒嘅人。
So the pastor asked the drunk guy, "Hey,
你係咪想揾耶穌啊？"
Do you want to find Jesus?
咁嗰個飲咗醉嘅，係啊，我而家準備好噶啦。
So the drunk guy said, "Oh yeah, I'm ready."
咁咧嗰個嘅牧師就將佢浸咗落水啦。
So the pastor just dunked him in the water.
咁啊，佢上翻嚟嘅時候問佢，你揾唔揾到耶穌啊？
So he pulled him out of the water and asked him, "Did you find Jesus?"
揾唔到喎。
No, I didn't.
咁個牧師再將佢抌落水。
So the pastor did this one more time, put him into the water.
今次耐少少。
A little bit longer.
咁就捉佢翻上嚟。
And then pulled him up again.
咁話你今次揾唔揾到啊？
So did you find him?
揾唔到喎，牧師點算啊？
No, I haven't found Jesus.
咁今次咧，個牧師就好煩啦，因為已經浸咗佢兩次啦嘛。
The pastor was a little annoyed.
咁啊，再浸佢落水，今次浸咗成三十秒啊。
So for the third time, he put him into the water for 30 seconds.
你幾位放心啊，我唔會咁做。
Okay, I don't think he would do this to you.
咁佢再捉翻依一個嘅飲醉酒嘅人上嚟啦。
So the pastor pulled him out of the water.
可能已經三次啦，佢都醒啦。
So after three times inside the water, so he finally woke up from his drunkenness.
咁個牧師問佢：你究竟揾唔揾到耶穌啫
？So have you finally found Jesus?
咁個依個嘅飲咗醉嘅人就望住牧師啦。
So the drunk guy looked at the pastor.
佢話：牧師，你係咪肯定耶穌喺度跌咗落水啊
？Pastor, are you sure that Jesus fell into the water here?
佢嘅意思就係大家明咯，嗬？唔使講。
It's supposed to be a joke.
咁咧就今日咧，我哋都有個缸有曬水喺度。
So today we also have a tank of water.
但系咧，我哋唔係要求咧四位落去揾耶穌啊。
But we're not asking you to go in there to look for Jesus.
大家都知道咧，其實整個嘅浸禮嘅意義都係因為耶穌基督嘅緣故。
So the whole process of baptism finds its meaning in Jesus.
所以今日咧，想同大家一齊睇下。究竟依一個嘅啱啱我用嘅題目，嗰英文咧就係個舊嘅同埋個新。
So the topic of the sermon today is the old and the new.
我哋一齊去探討一下咧，究竟我哋基督徒嘅浸禮嘅來源喺邊度啊
？So let's find out the origin of the meaning of baptism.
嗱，大家信咗耶穌嘅一定知道咧，基督教咧好多時候都俾人話咧係由猶太教嗰度轉延出嚟嘅。
A lot of times Christianity is said to have born out of Judaism.
大家都知道耶穌係一個猶太人。
Jesus was a Jew.
佢有十二個門徒咧，都係猶太人。
He had 12 disciples who are all Jews.
佢住喺嗰度猶大地方咧，係一個猶太人嘅生活一個嘅環境。
He lived in a land of the Jewish environment.
如果大家睇四福音，你都見到咧，耶穌咧同班十二個門徒都係過著一個猶太人嘅一個一般嘅生活。
So if you look at the four Gospels, you would realize that Jesus and his disciples live a life of Jewish traditions.
但耶穌有一樣嘢想做嘅。
But there's one thing Jesus wanted to do.
就係要挑戰當時猶太人所相信嘅所謂嘅宗教。
He wanted to challenge the belief system of the Jews.
你會見到好多呢啲咁嘅機會啊，喺四福音裡面。
There were many opportunities where he did that within the four Gospels.
呢啲所謂嘅宗教條文都係因為法利賽人同埋撒都該人咁樣設立出嚟嘅。
A lot of religious creeds that the Jews follow in those days were actually set up by Pharisees and Sadducees.
耶穌同班十二門徒要向呢啲嘢挑戰，就係因為佢哋耶穌特別想所有人知道，猶太人又好，非猶太人都好，知道究竟真正同神嘅關係應該係點。
Jesus was challenging the belief system in those days because he really wanted people to know What is the true meaning of having a relationship with God?
他想他們看得到，他們一直期待，一直為了守這條文的動機所期待的，就是這位將要降臨的尼賽亞，就是他自己。
He wanted people to see that out of following all the religious rules and laws of those days, it was actually pointing and directing people to Jesus, the true Messiah.
當我們知道這個的背景之後，我們就開始慢慢看到這個跟我們今天基督徒這個的洗禮有什麼關係。
When we know of this Jewish background, then we can see a relationship between baptism of those days and today.
怎樣從猶太教所守的條文，他們所做的事情演變成今天我們基督徒所過的生活，或者我們所敬拜的情況。
How the whole baptism meaning is transformed to today's worship and how we have a relationship with God through the old Jewish traditions.
大家一定知道一個例子，就是我們的聖餐，是不是？
There is a ceremony that we keep. It's the Holy Communion.
聖餐是從我們的逾越節這個晚餐出來的。
Holy Communion is actually transformed from a Jewish practice called Passover.
大家有沒有想過為什麼我們崇拜的時候我們會唱詩，我們會讀經，我們會有講道？
Why do we have elements in our worship like scripture reading and hymn singing?
這些全部都是在猶太教他們的宗教生活裡面慢慢慢慢演變，我們慢慢慢慢我們去做。
These actually all stemmed out of Jewish religious practices.
所以你會見到原來我們今天很多時候我們的所謂的基督徒的生活，我們所做的事情跟我們在猶太教出來的是有很密切的關係。
So actually a lot of Christian activities finds its similarities with Jewish practices.
從亞伯拉罕到耶穌的時代。
From the time of Abraham to the time of Jesus.
大家都知道他們是被稱為什麼？
What do people call these people?
被揀選的民族，是不是？
They're the chosen people.
那他們為什麼會被揀選？怎樣知道他們是被揀選？他們唯一其中一個就是他們是猶太人。
How do they know that they're chosen? It's because they're Jewish.
他們跟神有這個約的關係。
Because they have a covenant relationship with God.
那如果你想做猶太人呢，除了你一定要是猶太人這樣生出來之外。
So if you want to become a Jew, one way is by blood.
第二個方法呢，就是變成一個猶太人，即是所謂convert to一個猶太人。
The other way is to convert yourself into a Jew.
就是做一些事情能夠將你變成一個的所謂猶太人。
So you have to do certain things to convert yourself from a non-Jew to a Jew.
就好像我們移民來加拿大差不多，是不是？
It's similar to immigration to Canada.
那我們來了加拿大，我們就成為了加拿大人了。
You come to Canada, you became a Canadian.
那有幾樣東西呢，如果你不是猶太人，你要做的，那你才可以被稱為猶太人的。
So if you want to convert into a Jew, you need to do a few things.
那有三樣東西。
There are three things.
第一樣嘢咧就係獻祭。
First is sacrifice。
第二樣就係割禮。
Second circumcision。
呢個痛少少嚇。
Bit more painful。
跟住咧就係一個嘅水禮啦，浸禮啦。
Third is baptism。
嗱，我哋今日同大家一齊去睇呢三個嘅儀式啊，嘅禮儀，佢哋點樣由一個非猶太人變成一個猶太人，同我哋今日有咩關係
？So let's look at these three rituals to see how to become a Jew and how that's related to our baptism today.
如果你是一個非猶太人，
so if you're a Gentile, a non-Jew,
即好像我們這樣，是不
是？
第一件事你要做的就要去獻祭了。
Firstly, you have to offer a sacrifice.
你去到聖殿要帶一隻，如果你有些錢的，你可以帶一隻母牛，小的母牛去。
So if you have some money, then you would go to the temple and offer something like a cow, a heifer.
跟住咧，如果你冇咧，你唔係太多金錢嘅話，你就可以有個鴿子，一對鴿子。
So if you're not that rich, you can offer doves.
咁你帶到去聖殿咧，就進行一個嘅贖罪祭。
So when you're inside the temple, you would sacrifice for your atonement.
嗱，大家都知道依一個嘅 burn offering 嚇，即係依個贖罪祭咧，對猶太人係一個好重要嘅一個嘅禮儀。
So as you offer the burn offering, it's actually a very significant offering in the Jewish system.
所以你見到，當你唔係一個猶太人，你要做猶太人嘅時候，第一樣嘢就係你嘅罪要被買贖。
So if you're a non-Jew, you must atone for your own sins by sacrificing.
如果大家有機會睇以弗所書第二章
，So if you want to look at Ephesians chapter 2,
十一至到第二十二節啦，呢段咧係一段好重要嘅一段經文。我哋今日冇時間睇嘅啦，我就係想大家留意一段經文，第二章十一至到第二十二節。
Ephesians chapter 2:11-12.
你會見到咧，嗰度係形容到咧係非猶太人點樣同猶太人之間嘅仇視啊，個敵視嘅關係。
It talks about hostility between Jews and non-Jews.
亦講到咧，呢啲非猶太人因為冇個約嘅關係啊，佢哋同神咧都係一個敵視嘅關係。
And because non-Jewish people do not have the same covenant relationship with God, they are also hostile towards God.
佢哋話講到咧，如果你要成你唯一嘅方法可以與神和好、與人和好嘅方法，就係要靠主耶穌基督。
The only way you can reconcile to God and man is by Jesus Christ.
所以你見到舊約嘅一個非猶太人做猶太人嘅時候，依一個嘅獻祭。
So in the Old Testament, it talks about a sacrifice for a non-Jew to become a Jew.
罪能夠得買贖。
That is to atone for your sins.
今日我哋基督徒能夠做得到依個罪被買贖。
Today our sins can be atoned.
就是因為主耶穌基督死在十字架上的血所為我們付出的。
It's because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ offering his blood on the cross.
不是我們可以做的事，或者是一些所謂金銀錢財可以幫我們去買贖。
It's not an offering you can buy or offer on your own.
所以在舊約的是一對的或者一個動物。
So in the Old Testament, we use animals.
但是來到新約的時候，耶穌基督幫我哋，因為佢嘅血嘅緣故，俾我哋能夠同神之間嘅關係和好，同人之間關係和好。
But in the New Testament, we see that Jesus has become the sacrifice with his own blood, so we can be reconciled towards God.
因為佢嘅罪已經將佢嘅血將我哋嘅罪已經洗淨。
Because his blood has washed away our sins.
嗱，第二樣嘢佢哋要做嘅就係呢個嘅割禮啦。
Secondly, if you want to become a Jew, you need circumcision.
如果你係一個猶太人咧，你男仔咧嚇出世第八日咧就會做呢個割禮噶啦。
If you were a Jewish boy, you would be circumcised by the eighth day after your birth.
咁大家都知道點解第八日啦嚇，因為
Do you know why is the eighth day?
早嘅原因咧就係咧就等你唔記得咗啊嘛。
So you don't remember the painful experience.
嗱，呢個係其中一個可能性啦。
That's one of the reasons.
咁但係如果你係一個成人，好似我哋咁樣，你話好想做猶太人。
But if you are an adult male and you say you want to become a Jew，
咁你真係嚟到呢度咧，你真係要好有勇氣啦。
You need some courage。
因為你要行呢個割禮。
Because circumcision is required。
大家唔好講 detail 割禮係咩啦。
Okay, we're not going into the details。
但係咧，你會睇到咧，呢個係一個好大嘅決心，要喺從嗰個人嗰度身上做出嚟。
But this calls for huge determination。
割禮想話俾受割禮嘅人知道，佢係成為咗同神有約關係嘅一個人。
Circumcision indicates that you're a person who has a covenant relationship with God.
喺舊約嘅時候咧，當神將以色列人立約嘅時候，佢話一定要行割禮。
In the Old Testament, God told the Israelites, "You have to go through circumcision."
咁當時有啲人就懷疑咧，就即係而家聖經學者話咧，係因為同一個嘅乾淨啊 hygiene 有關係嘅。
Bible scholars think maybe that's related to hygienic practice.
但係我哋實際我哋唔知道點解一定要行割禮先至可以成為神嘅兒女嚇立約嚇呢個約嘅關係。
We don't know why God asked for that in this covenant relationship.
但係割禮成為咗一個不能改變嘅一個嘅象徵。
But circumcision is an irreversible act.
就係想俾我哋知道咧，呢個約同神有關係，呢個約。是我們能夠一生都記得住的，因為在我身上留下了一個的痕跡。
It signifies that the covenant with God is something irreversible because it carries a mark on yourself.
但來到新約，我們做基督徒的時候，這個割禮是講到什麼呢？
So in New Testament, what does circumcision mean to us?
如果大家看以西結書的11章19節的時候，
If you look at the book of Ezekiel, chapter 11, verse 19,
佢講到一個新嘅肉心嚇。
It talks about a heart, a new heart of flesh.
一個以前咧係好邪惡嘅，一個好剛硬離棄神嘅心，變成一個肉心。
That a heart of stone that was wicked before becomes a heart of flesh.
一個願意跟隨主嘅一個嘅心。
A heart of obedience to follow God.
第二個可能就係喺哥林多後書。
A second explanation is found in the book of 2 Corinthians.
第一章第21-23節。
Chapter 1:21-23.
講到每一個信徒都有聖靈做咗呢個嘅印記嚇。
That every believer receives from the Holy Spirit a seal.
在舊約是在身體上行割禮。
In the Old Testament, this seal was done through circumcision in the physical body.
新約這個割禮就是我們的心的改變。
In the New Testament, circumcision is performed in our hearts, that our hearts are changed.
聖靈的印記是永遠都讓我們知道我們是屬於神的。
The mark of the Holy Spirit tells us that we belong to Jesus forever.
最後一步了。
Last of all,
就是這個浸禮。
Baptism.
但他們當時呢，他們如果男也好女也好，要進入猶太教成為猶太人，所謂猶太人。
So if you want to become a Jew, whether you're male or female,
他們做這個浸禮的時候，他們是要除曬衫的。
They actually need to get naked for baptism.
跟著落水的。
And then go into water.
大家不用擔心，我們不會這樣做的。
Okay, we're not asking for that today.
我們沒有什麼要求，不是只是 today，從來都沒
有。Or in the future.
這個就是舊約的做法。
But that's the practice in the Old Testament.
男落水的時候就有祭司在旁邊。
So when a guy goes into the water, the priest is beside him.
如果是女士的就個祭司就在外面的。
And if a lady goes into the water, the priest will be outside.
那就有其他一些的猶太女士幫手這樣。
And assisted by other ladies.
咁你就會見到咧，係要全個身落水浸曬成個面嘅。
And the whole body has to be immersed in water.
嗱，最後依一步就做完之後
，After the last step，
嗰個非猶太人
，Then the non-Jew，
從嗰一開始，從嗰一刻開始
，Beginning at that moment，
佢就成為一個真真正正嘅猶太人啦。
Becomes a true Jew。
佢以往嘅生活
，The past。
他以往師母很想用這個字，就是玩完了，你以前的生活的一切的東西都玩完了。
The past is all done with.
即是不能再玩，不是意思不能再玩，意思是已經過去了。
That it's all bypassed.
無論你的對什麼的敬拜也好，你的性格方面，你各方面一些的價值觀，一切都要擺下了。
Whatever belief system, whatever gods you were worshipping before, or the way you lived before, everything you have to put down.
个重点就系你重新开始。
And you have to start living a new life.
你开始要成为一个真真正正嘅犹太人。
You have to start living as a real Jew.
今日弟兄姊妹，当然我哋同一样做一个嘅浸礼。
So today we're performing baptism.
如果你睇罗马书今日所读嘅一段经文。
If you want to look back to the book of Romans,
你會見到依個意思一樣帶到嚟新約。
So it carried the same meaning in the New Testament.
喺第一到第五節，如果大家一齊讀落去嘅時候，你會見到去到第十二、十三節都一直繼續講依個浸禮嘅意義。
The book of Romans chapter 6 talks about the meaning of baptism.
當弟兄姊妹落水嘅時候，個頭浸曬落水嘅時候
，When brothers and sisters go inside the water completely.
預表著佢嘅過往已經過去啦，已經死咗啦。
It signifies the passing of their old self.
要話俾所有人聽，話俾佢自己聽。
It tells the whole world and tells themselves.
我唔再係以前嘅我。
That I'm no longer the old self.
咁但係好在咧，就唔係長時間都喺水裡面。
But they're not lying in the water forever.
因為耶穌基督復咗，係咪
？Because Christ resurrected.
所以我會好快。啲水一過咗你嘅面咧，我就會將你竇翻上嚟啦。
So I'll pull you out almost immediately.
所以唔使驚嚇。
Please don't be afraid.
你望下我個女，而家佢驚到面都青埋。
Even if you don't know how to swim, you'll be okay.
上嚟嘅時候預表著耶穌基督嘅復活，係咪
？As you come up, it signifies the resurrection of Christ.
有人用過一個嘅例子咧，去形容咧依一個嘅。落水上翻嚟咧，跟住歸入主嘅名下。
Someone made the example of you going into the water and coming back up as going under the name of Jesus。
就好似同耶穌結婚一樣。
Almost like getting married to Jesus。
我哋咧，我哋嘅名字，我哋嘅我哋嘅姓字咧，姓名咧就要改啦，係咪？結咗婚之後。
The ladies, after you got married, you changed your last name。
但係好多人都唔改啦，而家。但係個意思就係，我哋從今日開始，我哋已經係永永遠遠屬於耶穌基督嘅人。
It meaning starting today, you belong to Jesus entirely.
你要睇到咧，主耶穌基督對我哋嘅重要啊，弟兄姊妹。
We see how important Jesus is.
從依一個嘅獻祭。
From sacrifice.
因為佢嘅緣故，我哋嘅罪被買贖。
Because of Jesus' sacrifice, our sins are atoned.
依一個新嘅割禮。
A new circumcision.
能夠將一啲破損咗嘅關係再一次和好。
It reconciled broken relationships to become better again.
因為罪已經得赦免，係咪？
Because sins are already forgiven.
我哋再一次可以翻到去神嗰度。
We can be reconciled to God.
浸禮代表著一個新生命嘅開始。
Signifies the beginning of a new life.
所以今日一個嘅浸禮。
So in today's baptism.
係同四位弟兄姊妹講。
Tells our four brothers and sisters today.
希望你知道你入去出翻嚟究竟對你有咩意義。
Hope you know the meaning of you going into the water and coming out again.
就好似當時嘅非猶太人，當佢落水上翻嚟，佢完全明白，佢從今日開始，佢就係一個真真正正嘅猶太人。
Just like in the past, how non-Jews were converted, they know as they come back out of the water, they became a true Jew.
但今日你從水裏上嚟嘅時候
，But today when you come out from the water,
你係真真正正成為主耶穌基督嘅兒女。
You are a true child of God.
過去嘅嘢過去咗噶啦，真係。
The past has gone.
要重新開始。
And the new is just starting.
希望能夠成為你哋嘅鼓勵嚇。
May this be your encouragement.
我哋做一個祈禱。
Let's pray together.
上天父，我哋多謝主。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我哋為到特別今日受浸嘅四位弟兄姊妹，
你
祈禱。
Thank you for our four brothers and sisters.
其中一個我哋自己嘅女。
Thank you for Sarah。
主，我哋都求你自己幫助佢哋，能夠真係明白佢哋今日所喺眾人面前要宣示嘅係一個咩意思。
Lord, I hope that you help them understand the declaration that they're making today before people。
佢哋在神、在我哋嘅敵人魔鬼、在弟兄姊妹眾面前要宣告佢哋今日。從今日開始，佢哋完完全全、真真正正成為同神有約嘅依一個嘅子民。
Today they're making a declaration before God, before people, and even before our enemy, the devil. That starting today, they have a true relationship, a true covenant relationship with you, God.
依個約裡面唔單止講到神點樣會祝福佢自己嘅兒女。
In this covenant, it talks about how you would bless your own people.
約約同樣講到我哋做兒女嘅，我哋嘅責任點樣係去討神喜悅。
And it also talks about our obligations as your children, how we should please our father.
過一個聖潔嘅生活。
That we should live a holy life.
主，我哋求你幫助我哋每一位嘅弟兄姊妹。
Help each and every one of us here today.
特別我哋已經受浸嘅弟兄姊妹。
And especially those of us who has already been baptized.
希望能夠再一次我哋被提醒。
Once again, we're reminded.
这个约对我们都同样有要求。
That this covenant also asks for the same requirement from us.
不是只是享受主耶稣基督给我们的恩典福气。
That we're not just here to enjoy all your blessings.
这个约里面同样要求我们过一个能够讨神喜悦的生活。
Also requires us of a holy living to please you.
敬畏神的生活。
To fear you.
多谢主，我们祈祷奉耶稣名祈求。
We thank you, God, and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.